I couldn't tell you.
All right. Now, suppose...
He's just anything. Redneck he is, ain't he? Okay. He is. Yeah. The sorriest of sorry.
What is the word that you use for when you get awfully upset about something? Like, for instance, if one of your children way back, you had a favorite a axe or, say, a fishing rod or something like that, and one of your children broke it, and you would say you got awfully what with him?
It'd be worrying, wouldn't it?
Anger with him.
You got angry with him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say?
Well, it'd be that, too.
Well, what'd you say the first time? You got worried with
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
Does that mean angry?
Yeah, that means you're upset.
All
to
right.
mind yeah. properly operate.
If you get angry, are you upset?
All right, so it's worried means angry, too.
Yeah.
So when you get worried, I see. What do you call it? What do you say when you come in from a day of hard work and you say, I'm all what?
Tired.
Well, all worked out.
All worked out?
Yeah.
What's another term that you may use? What's another word that you use?
Give out.
All right.
Give out.
You use that more often than you do
yeah,
the other one, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's the old.
All right. That's what
now. Old saying.
What would happen if you got kind of? Wait a second. What happens if you go to a doctor if you? All right. Why do you go to a doctor? If I asked you, you go to a doctor if you do what?
For examination?
Say you got feeling kind of...
Headache?
Yeah, you know, something like that, and you go to a doctor if
for
you...
For examination.
Well, why do you go to a doctor in general? Not for
to
an examination.
Find out what the trouble and the remedy is.
All right, suppose you just didn't feel so good. You would say you go to a doctor because you...
Felt too bad. Felt awful bad.
Felt awful bad? Let me see. What would be a term that you would use for, you go to a doctor if you become ill, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, what's another word, what's another way to put, to become ill?
Sick.
To what, just to become sick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you if you recognize any of these. Do you say to take sick, or to get sick, or to be taken sick? Do you use any of those terms?
Sickness overtake.
All right. So you just take, you say become sick.
Hmm.
Is that what you use when, if you say, I go to a doctor if I become sick? Is that what you say? You don't say, I go to a doctor if I take sick?
Hmm.
Or if I get sick? Is that what you say?
Hmm. I don't believe that. I'm no here.
All right. suppose you get sick. Suppose you get sick in
your stomach.
You get sick. All right. You would say he gets sick.
Yeah. All right. Stomach upset.
That's right.
All right. Suppose he were sick. He had a stomach upset. You would say he's sick where?
In his stomach.
All right.
Yeah.
You ought to make something else, too.
What's
you ought,
that?
You ought to make a stick in the stomach and a throwing up.
A throwing up. All right.
Vomit.
All right. Fine. What do you call... All right, I've got...
I'm just giving you these.
Well, you're right. Just keep... That's right. All right, y'all remember what... Both of y'all been married, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right. You remember... Back when you, way back there when you got married, that sometimes people, the people that were invited to the wedding, after it was over, they'd get out and they'd raise a ruckus and they'd carry on around the couple that got married. What'd you call that? That. What'd you call it when, all right, now let me ask him. What did you call it when after a wedding, all the guests would get around and make lots of noise and carry on around the...
Celebrate.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.